The last time we were learning, we left off in the middle of Teret Tzadik Dalet. So we'll have a 2-minute review of Teret Tzadik Dalet, and we'll pick up where we left off last time. Rabbeinu Zal based the Torah on the Pasuk Zochar Chazdai Veminosei Leis Yisrael, Rol Klas Eor, it says Yeshua Salakeinu. Rabbeinu Zal said that all the worlds were created for the sake of Bnei Yisrael. How do we know it? Because the Pasuk says, Lechvoidi Barosiv Yitzatav Avasisiv, and the Kavod of Hashem is Bnei Yisrael. How do we know it? Because we have a pasuk where Hashem says, "V'shochanti b'seichem," that I will rest within Bnei Israel, which means each Jew is like a levush for Hashem. Levush is kavod. Rabbi Yochanan called it a manachavdusay, which means that the world was created for the sake of Bnei Israel. And Rabbi Nezal says, "It meaning for what purpose? Kedei lahashpi alohem rav tov, in order that Hashem should be able to give Bnei Israel a lot of good." Rabbi Nezal said, but because of the fact that the light of Chesed is so bright, Hashem cannot give it to them as is. It must be contained within Tzimtzumim. What are the Tzimtzumim? The Dibur of Hashem. Hashem must say, let it be so-and-so, the Amirais of Hashem. That's the Tzimtzum within which the light of Hashem is contained. Rabbi Nezal says that that when Bnei Israel are in Golus, Kadiyachol, the Shekhinah goes into Golus with them. B'chol Tzorosom Leitzor. Rabbi Nezal says, when Bnei Israel are in Golus, the Dibur goes with them into Golus. As the Pasuk says, Sapru Bagoyim es Kevoidai, that the Kavod of Hashem gets placed among the Goyim in Golus, Chas V'Shalom, when the Jews aren't good. Rabbi Nezal says, and because of the fact that the world was created for Bnei Israel, it means that each and every Jew must say that I'm responsible for the tikkun of the world. How is he misakinet? Rabbi Nezal says the way to be misakinet in the world is by being ma'ale all the nitzutzais that are found in all different items. How do you do that? Rabbi Nezal says, the ICAs become diburim, and from the dibur is Hashem is capable of being mashpia all of this good. Rabbi Nezal said, now the question is, how do you initiate this process? How do you start drawing out nitzutzais of kedusha from items in the world? Rabbi Nezal said, we'll start off from those words. We went a little further, but we'll start from there just to get into it. A little bit more than halfway down the left-hand column. This is the following is the advice. The advice is, that when a person looks at any item, the person should have emuna, should believe that there is found in this item nitzutzais of kedusha and letters. It's not visible, we don't see it, but it's there. From this emuna is generated the letter zayin, the concept of the zayin, 7. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creation was done through emuna. Asiya corresponds, the pasuk v'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. Asiya is 6 days. Be'emuna, emuna is the next one, the 7th day. So Rabbi Nezal says a person has to have emuna that there are oisiyas in these items, and through emuna is generated a concept of 7. Emuna is 7. Note, the 7th sphere, the malchus, is emuna. Rabbi Nezal here learns it out from the pasuk v'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. Ma'aseihu is 6 days. Sheish yes yinei ha'maise. Emuna is the 7th. V'yachakach yitzarif elu emuna ha'chokhma. Emuna alone is not enough here. You have to start out having emuna that these nitzutzes of kedusha are found in the items. Then you have to add chokhma to it. Kama shekoso, as the pasuk says, da es elikei avicha. Elikei avicha is an inyan of emuna. Elikei avicha is an inyan of emuna because this emuna is passed down from parent to child. Rabbi Nezal says, "Elokei avicha yibachinas emuna kemoi maise avoseihem biodehem." The Gemara says in Chulin that the Jews take on whenever they get themselves in a tragic moment, they do what their forefathers did. What is that? Tefillah. The Gemara says, "Sheonu ma'aminim bo yisporach shehu elokei avoseinu shezehu ha'ikar." We believe that Hashem is the father of our forefathers. When we start off the Shemin Esrei, which is the Ikar B'china of Tefillah, what do we start? Elokei Havoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei... Why? Because that's the concept of Emuna. The concept of Emuna is Daiko Elokei Avicha, Daiko Doer Ledoer Yishabach Ma'asecha. V'da, Rabbein Ezra, so Elokei Avicha is an inyan of Emuna. V'da, hi hachochma v'asecha. Da is a concept of Sechel. The Chochmah he Yud. Chochmah Seichel is always symbolized by the letter Yud. Kemosh Pirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh says in the Shira, Oz Yoshir. The Rashi HaKadosh says, Shor Loi Nemar. It doesn't say Shor, Elo Yoshir. Yud Al Shem HaMachshava Nemar. Rashi HaKadosh says that the letter Yud always stands for Machshava. So Rav Inazal says, Umei HaYud VaHazayin HaNal. When a person is Zeichet to combine Seichel and Emunah, to look at items with a combination of Seichel and Emunah, Nase Ayin. That's how he generates an eye. Ki Zayin Pomim Yud, Bigematria Ayin, because 7 times Yud is Bigematria 70, which is Ayin. Va'oid Ayin Hu Chochmah. The letter Ayin also symbolizes Chochmah. Ki Chachmei Ho'edo Mikroem Einei Ho'edo. The Chachmei Ben Yisrael are always called Einei Ho'edo. So we see that through a combination of Emunah and Seichel, that's what's called looking. In other words, when we say that you have to look at this item, you have to look at all the items in the world, and by looking at them, you'll be able to draw out the Netzutzos. How? By looking with a combination of Emunah and Seichel. The Ayin that's formed from a Zayin and a Yud. The Bechin of Da is Elokei Avicha. That whole concept. Umemeila, Rabbi Nezal says automatically, Kishi Yeshloi Ayin Koze, when a person is zeicha to have an ayin like this, Kishi Mestakel Bedovor Mehoilam, when a person like that looks at any object in the world, the Vadai Nisalin Hanitzutzais. With his look alone, he's capable of elevating the Nitzutzais in an item. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Viosiso Tzitz, Zohok Torah. They had to make a tzitz, a special metal plaque for the Kohen Gadol, to wear on his forehead, Zohov Torah, of pure silver. Rabbi Nezal says, tzitz miloshen histaklus. The word tzitz means to look, meitzitz min hacharakim, to peek through the curtains. Rabbi Nezal says, kishehu tohor, when a person's look is pure, meaning how kanal, as we said before, be'emuna u'bechochma, he has a combination of emuna and chochma in his look, Oz, Ubitachda, Olav, Pituchechas. The Pasuk says about the tzitz, you will carve out, you will engrave upon it, a sealed engraving. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu, Shetiftach, Al Yedei Ayin Kozeh. A person with this type of eye can unlock and open up Hanitzutzois Hachasumim Bechol Advorim, the Nitzutzois, which are sealed in all types of items, Vetale Isom Kodesh Lashem. And elevate them to be Kodesh Lashem. Note what the Pasuk says there. V'yosiso tzitz zohav tohor, u'pitachto olav pituchei chayisim Kodesh Lashem. You will make for the Kohen Gadol a plaque of pure gold. U'pitachto olav pituchei chayisim. You will engrave on it a seal which says on it the words Kodesh Lashem. That's what the tzitz had to have on it. Rabbi Nezal uses this Pasuk to interpret the whole concept of the Torah that we had so far. V'yosiso tzitz zohav tohor, if a person is zeichet to purify his look, tzitz means look, to look, to purify his look, then you know what he's zeichet to accomplish with his look alone? U'pitachta olav, pituchei chosam, chosam means that which is closed up. Pitachta means to open up, he's zeichet to open up that which was originally closed up, the nitzuses of kiddusha, which were locked in whatever items he looks at, and he's zeichet to make those nitzutzos kodesh Hashem, holy for Hashem. He's zeichet to be able to release the nitzutzos that were trapped in all kinds of different items. Now Rabbi Nezal says, v'hanitzutzos heim oisiyos. We said before that these nitzutzos are actually oisiyos, because when Hashem created the world, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. And when this kedusha got scattered, it was letters that got scattered. Umei oisiyos nase diburim. Once these diburim are put back together, that's what acts as kelim to receive the tov of Bnei Yisrael. When a person is zeicha now to elevate the nitzutzos that are found in an item, what happens then? Azai hadover hazeh naase ethes. The item becomes nothing. Let's say you take an apple that had in it nitzutzos of kedusha. This person is zeichet to perfect his look, where his look is done with a combination of emunah. What type of emunah? He believes his man in emunah shleima that every item in the world has in it nitzutzos of kedusha. Plus his look is done with seichel. He makes a bracha on this with kavona, seichel, interpreting, translating each and every word. What happens? By doing that, he releases the kedusha that was locked up in this apple. He releases it. It's able to go up to Hashem. What becomes of this apple? When the Kedusha is released, what becomes of this apple? This apple becomes Bechinas Ephes, nothing. In other words, there's nothing in there that's of any major value anymore. Why? Ki hanitzutza is heim hachius shel hadavar. These nitzutzas of Kedusha were the chius of that item. V'zeh pirush shel ha-posuk. Rabbi Nezal says, now we'll interpret the pasuk for you. The pasuk that we started this Torah with. Zohar chazdoi. Rabbi Nezal says, Zohar loshim hashpo. Zohar is always the mashpia, the one who's being mashpia. Hainu kishiroitze lahashpia chesed liYisrael. When a person wants to accomplish Zohar chazdoi, to be mashpia chesed, Azai yitzareif ve'emunosoi lebeis Yisrael. You have to attach two items, emuna and Beis Yisrael. What is Beis Yisrael? Shehi ha-chochma. Beis Yisrael is a concept of chochma. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mishlei b'chochma yivne bayis. That a bayis is built with chochma. So we see that Beis Yisrael is a concept of chochma. Ve'emunosoi. Miriam Gome, quickly. When a person is zeche to be mitzari, ve'emunosoi, leveis Yisrael, emuna to chachma, bevadai ro'u kol asei oretz. What happens then is, hainu ho arzis shel kol davor nase efes. That person gets to see the arzius. Arzius means the gashmius of the item becomes efes, meaning ayin. It becomes nothing. Ve'es hainu ho isiyos me'alef atof. Note it said ro'u kol afsei oretz, from oretz becomes efes. How? Through es Yeshua's elikenu. Es is the letters from aleph to tav. Hainu hanitzitzais naase Yeshua's elikenu. And from this comes forth the Yeshua of Hashem. Kimat nehanitzitzais naase diburim. By bezeh mashpia shenitzporach rav tov Yisrael. Bezeh Yeshua's elikenu. This is the Yeshua of Hashem. This is the greatest pleasure of Hashem, to be mashpia a lot of toiv to Bnei Yisrael. Now, to review this Torah for a minute, it seems maybe a little difficult. It's not. It's not at all. But Ben Ezal explained in this Torah, he started by saying all the elements were created for Bnei Yisrael, based on L'chavoyli b'rosav yitzhakev ha-masisu. Bnei Yisrael ha b'chavar Hashem. Everything was created to serve Bnei Yisrael. How is it created originally? Rabbi Ezal said, that when Bnei Yisrael are not worthy of receiving Shefa from Hashem, that causes pain to Hashem. Bebechinas, bechol tzarosa moitzar, that concept. Rabbi Nezal says, but as much as Hashem is being caused pain, when Bnei Yisrael are on this low level, He can't give them Shefa. You know why? Because the light of Chesed is so bright, it could do damage to them. This light must therefore come through Tzimtzumim. There must be Kalim generated to receive this light. How do you go about generating these Kalim? Rabbi Nezal said, what were the Kalim originally? When Hashem originally created the world, what were the Kalim? The Kalim were Dibur, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, which means if you could regenerate Dibur, you'll have Kalim into which Hashem can be Mashpia Chesed, and everything is fine and dandy. How do you do that? Remember, our objective is going to be to create Dibur. Rabbi Nezal says, watch. You have to see to it that any item that you look at in the world, you have to look at it with a combination of two things, Emuna and Chachma. Through that, you'll generate a real eye. When we say to look at something, the word eye in itself, which means to look, means automatically a combination of Emuna and Chachma. And when a person is zeichet to look at something in that manner, with Emuna and with Chachma, you know what happens? The concept of Vyosiso Tzitz Zohov Tohar, Upitachto Olov Pituchei Chosom, Kodesh Hashem, you're able to unlock those items which were locked up, the nitzutzes of Kedusha that were locked up in the different objects, in a tape recorder, in a table, whatever it is, and make them Kodesh Hashem. But remember, we said, what were these nitzutzes? These nitzutzes were actually Osius, which came from the Burim. So that when these nitzutzes get unlocked, they merge together to form Osius. The Osius merge together to form the Burim. Once there's the Burim, there's Kalim into which Hashem can pour His chesed. There's something in which the chesed can be contained, so that the chesed can be given to Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Nezal said, this is all merumos in the pasuk Zohar chazdoi v'emunosoi leveis Yisrael, ro ka'asi oretz es Yeshua selekeinu. How? Zohar is the mashpia. Zohar chazdoi, when Hashem wants to be mashpia chesed, how does He do it? ve'emunos le'ilabes Yisrael. There's two items needed, emuna and chachma. Beis Yisrael is chachma, based on a pasuk b'chachma yivne bayis. So when a person is zeichet to look with emuna and chachma, you know what happens? Ra'u kol afsei oretz. From eretz, from a gashmiyistika item, becomes ephes, it becomes nothing. Why? Because the whole something that was within it, the nitzutzes of kedusha that were in it, that were giving it its whole chiyus, become unlocked, become released, become removed, so that this item becomes ephes. Although it looks like something to us still, in actuality it's a concept of ephes. So ro'u, through this look, kol afsei oretz. From oretz becomes afsei. Why? Because of es. The next word, es, because of the letters, aleph to tof, which got released from this item, which were the whole chiyus of the item. And you know what this causes? Yeshua Elokeinu. This is a Yeshua for Hashem. Why? Because we said, what does Hashem want most? To be Mashfiya Rav Tuv to Bnei Yisrael. So when this whole item is accomplished, it acts as a Yeshua for Hashem himself. Why? Because this is the tainug, the main pleasure of Hashem, is to be zeichet Mashfiya good to Bnei Yisrael. Just like a real father, what's his greatest pleasure? To be able to give something to a child.
I don't really understand what's like for myself. I mean, you look at something in the moon and then catch up with it.
100%. This ties back exactly to Torah Aleph and Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal is telling you very clearly that a religious Jew, this is in Likud Halachos, Rabbeinu Zal sometimes talks more about this, a religious Jew, when he looks at a building, how is this item supposed to bring him closer to Hashem? You look at a big, an apartment building, you look at the bricks and this and that, and you're supposed to ask yourself, what's keeping those things together? It was cemented together. What's keeping the cement together? There is a chiyus of Hashem that's found in every single item. How do I know it? Do I see it? No. I believe it. I believe that Emunah Shleima, that Hashem is in everything. Hashem is mamalei kol almin, v'sodet kol almin, is within and without everything. And that's what's keeping this item alive. That's what's keeping it from crumbling. This table, any second could crumble. It's only being kept alive by a command of Hashem. The Gemara says, you don't ein lecha kol eisav l'mata, that grows without a malach striking it and saying it gadel. Where does that malach get his koyach? From the Dvar Hashem, right? Rav Elazar says. That's the emunah that you're supposed to look at items with. And with chachma, to be able to see how this item can bring you closer to Hashem. To be able to take any item, in other words, whatever the item is, let's say it be a bit, to see how you can use that to your advantage to bring you close to Hashem.
How is the chachma different than the emunah?
How is chachma different than emunah anytime? In other words, the fact is those two items, on one hand, that sometimes seem to be exactly the same, on one hand, they're complete opposites. So in other words, a certain aspect of this you're accepting on emunah, you don't see it. A certain aspect of this you understand with chachma, because how else could this thing be standing? How did this thing come about? In other words, to study, to think into it. You're looking at the halachas, the way he discusses, let's say, bread. You can tell how he thinks, how did this bread start? They have to go through 10 procedures. Why the 10 procedures? Based on Yasra, Mamois, this, that. That's the Chachma. In other words, to become knowledgeable enough in Torah, or any, the Yam, you look at it, to know right away there's a bracha. The Gemara says in brachas, Horoyas Hayam, there's a special bracha associated with it. Why? Because it's the Gvurois of Hashem. To remind yourself of the Pasuk, Kimola Horetz Deyas Hashem. You see the ocean, you see how flat, on top it looks flat. In other words, to see Chachma in every item, and at the same time to have Emuna attached to every item. This corresponds exactly with what Rabbeinu Zal said in Torah Aleph, number one, with what Rabbeinu Zal said in Torah Chaf, I believe it is, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about eating, and eating the icy ice. In other words, not having Hanoah from the food itself, but from the icy ice within the food. And this is the concept, the whole Likud de Maran, the whole teachings of Breslov, are based on these two items, Chachma and Emunah, which are actually Torah and Tefillah. That's what it is.
Then would you emphasize more, the Emunah or the Sechma?
Both.
No, but arguing Mekshivas Nefesh, maybe it's oversimplified, that Rav Elazar says, whenever you're in a situation, you never get all the facts, it'll always be incomplete, and that you'll always have to use Emunah.
True. But Rav Elazar says,
why is it different? Why is it 50-50?
It's not 50-50. It's not necessarily 50-50, but Rabbeinu Zal here is emphasizing both, just as he does in many other
places. In other words, there's no conflict, they're not competing against
Chas v'shalom. They're assisting, they're complementing one another. Right. Either one without the other is no good.
Right. Three things to start with the Muna.
That's for sure.
You ever try to figure out, you ever try to help the Muna? I could try to figure out, you know, how Hashem is within this item?
Yes. You're allowed, you're permitted to, you're mechuyev to think and
do. Is that considered real?
But you ve'rastichli be'emunah v'yadat es Hashem. You always start off, I believe that Hashem is in it. Now let me see if I can figure out how. They begin to think about molecular structure and the way they explain it, and they get almost to the last, but what's keeping the electrons spinning around the nucleus? That nobody answers. It's the magnet. What's keeping the magnetic force? The answer is that we know is Hashem. Only Hashem.
When we say Elokei Avinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, why do you have to say it? Why isn't Elokei Avinu, Elokei Avraham? It's like repeating it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a reason. I don't know. There's definitely a reason why we say we're Kelel and first together and we list each one separately. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Teret Tzadikei. Loshen Rabbein Azal. This is the exact wording of Rabbein Azal. This is an interesting Torah. Rabbein. Every Torah is interesting. Rabbein Azal says, Kishepan Parnasei Hador, Umanhigei Hador, Nizgoyim, when those who are the providers of the generation, or the leaders of a generation, when Hashem sees that they're getting Gaiva, Azai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekim Aleihem, Bnei Odom, Sheyachleiku V'yidavru Aleihem, Hashem sets up people to be chaylik on these people and to speak against them. Why? Kedei shelo yazuchu daitom aleihem, so that their heads should not get swelled upon them. So they shouldn't get too fat-headed. Kemoi shomru chazal, as the Gemara says, niyuma ein memanin parnes alatzibur elo imkein kupo shel shrotzim tolo me'achayrim. The Gemara says that the rule is that Hashem never appoints a leader over Bnei Israel unless he has a bag of worms behind him, hanging behind him. Why? The Gemara says over there, so that in case he ever gets too big for his britches, we tell him, turn around and look at the bag of worms behind you. And the Gemara says that because Shaul HaMelech, because his background was pure, was completely pure, that's why his malchus could not last. The Gemara says, whereas David HaMelech, who did have blemishes in his background, that's why his malchus was able to last. This is what the Gemara brings up there in Yuma. Now Rabbein Azal says, "Vezeh pirush sayi shemuva be'etz chayim." This is the concept of the secret that's brought me etz chayim. Vishar orecham ben perakid beiz, where the Arizal says, if you take Hashem's name, the shame Mo, what is the shame Mo? When you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vov Kei and write it out be Alfin, Yud is Yud Vov Valid, Kei is Kei Aleph, Vov is Vov Aleph Vov, and Kei is Kei Aleph. That's called the Shame Mo. The gematria of that name is 45. The Arizal says if you take the Achirayim of Mo, which means Yud Vov Dalet, Yud Vov Dalet Kei Aleph, Yud Vov Dalet Kei Aleph Vov Aleph Vov, Yud Vov Dalet Kei Aleph Vov Aleph Vov Kei Aleph, it's Begematria 130, Kuf Lamed. The Arizal says, Achirayim de Mo, Tosir Mo. If the Achirayim of Mo, if you take away 45 from it, Nishar Peh, you're left with Peh. Take the Achirayim of Mo, which is 130, remove from it the Roshei Tevos, which are Begematria Mo. Not the Rosh Hashanah, remove from it the last one, Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Milui, Mo, and it's Begematria 85. 85 plus 45 is 130. Rabbein Azal says, what does this mean? What does this mean? Rabbein Azal is going to use that statement of the Arizals to interpret this Gemara. Pirush al yidei kupo shel shrotzim shetole miachayrov, through this bag of worms that a person has hanging behind him. Al yidei zeh machzik es atzmoi bebechinas mo, the efes va'ayin. That's what helps the person always keep himself low, not get too arrogant. Why? Because he knows he's not that great. He's got some stains in his background, in his family background, or whatever it is, and that's what keeps him subdued. It doesn't allow him to get too big, because if we ever see him getting too big, we remind him about his past, about the previous. So Rabbein Azal says, "Ugeshem meisir mimenu mo." When the person removes from himself the mo, meaning she'ein machzik esatzmi lamo, he doesn't want to consider himself like mo, like nothing. Ela shehu mizgoe, the person acts arrogantly. Azai nishar peh. What happens is, what remains is peh, meaning Hanu shebnei yodom pleischenes bihem. People open up their mouths, vaimrim, and they say to him, chazor lacharecha. Step back. Take a step back and subdue yourself. Umevazen aysoy. They insult the person. Meaning, achorayim demo. That item which was in back of you, which was supposed to keep you at the level of mo, tosir mo, if you decide to take away the mo, to take away your anov and to act arrogantly, nishar pev. The only solution for Hashem is to get people to open their mouths, to insult you, to speak against you, and in that manner they get you to subdue yourself, they get you to contain yourself again.
But doesn't the person does the insulting get a sin for insulting?
That's a separate thing. That's a separate thing. Hashem picks one who's worthy of getting the sin. In other words, he's supposed to get punished anyway.
Right.
But in any case, Rav Elazar says, this is how Hashem deals, this is how the Gemara says in Yuma, Hashem deals with a person who's appointed as a leader and who doesn't have something behind him to keep him subdued, and he acts arrogantly. Hashem gets people to speak out against him, to insult him, to have machlekes against him in order to subdue him.
Well, that's someone who has a perfect background, like Rav Elazar or Hashem.
The Gemara says, in other words, the Gemara says here that we never appoint a person as a leader who has a perfect background. Which means there must be some type. The Baal Shem Tov came from the family tree of David HaMelech, which the Gemara says Bedavka did have something in its background. I don't recall. Let me just check for a second. Right, exactly. That's how you just reminded me. The Gemara says over there, what was the stain that David HaMelech had? The fact that he came from a Rus. He had to come from a Geiris. That's what kept him subdued. Whereas Shaul HaMelech was 100% pure. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh comes from the family tree of David HaMelech, Rabbeinu Zalman, that whole family. So those are the ones whose Malchus is B'Shleimus, is the ones who have this Kupa Shel Shvatz and Me'achirem. That's what it is.
You say that Shaul HaMelech, even though he, another was supposed to be
so, I'm saying that. If you recall, we explained that his Hanover was the other type of Hanover. He made a mistake. The Gemara over there, in this place, in Yom Adav Chav Beis, says that was Shaul HaMelech's problem, that when he was made king, the Jews didn't bring him gifts, and he didn't get insulted. He didn't lash out at them. He was supposed to lash out at them, that if he was king, they had to bring him gifts. They had to show him Hachnor. And that's called a phenomenon.
Yeah. Is this talking about Mahina
Both. In other words, the Gemara over there is talking about Shaul HaMelech versus David HaMelech. But this is talking about Jewish leaders, not leaders of the Goyim. It's talking about Jewish leaders. Bechlal, Parasader means a leader. You have this Rebbe who's a leader over 10,000 Hasidim. You have this one. You have different leaders, period. And the rule that the Gemara says is that generally the people should know, don't put a person in a position of leadership unless you have a leash on him. You have to have a leash on him so that if he ever gets out of hand, you can subdue him. And the Gemara brings proof that this is why this Malchus was able to have a key, this one couldn't, because this one they had a leash on, this one they couldn't. And he was Nichshal in Gaiva. What type of Gaiva? Anova Psula is Gaiva.
Yeah, but this, let me ask you this, what about leaders, for instance, you don't really have to have a leader like Rabbeinu, because he was the hidden light. Like, he knows the leader, but yet he was the leader.
The answer is we didn't appoint him.
Oh,
here
right.
It says,
yeah.
In other words, there's nothing that we, this I person thought, yeah. rose to this level on his own, period. Okay, next. Although we don't know exactly how this works, it could be Hashem has ways of making it where there is some type of blemish, some type of thing. Just as the Neshama of Moshiach, who is the Iker Malchus of Israel, has to have so many people, Shoshua's Tony Achira, coming from Leit and his daughters, and Yehuda and Tamar, and David Vashem, all of these things, in order for that Malchus to have a kiyum, in order that there shouldn't be one speaking out being Mavazahim. Torah Tzadik Vov. Rabbeinu Zal bases this study on Pasuk in Tehillim. Zaymein Rosho Latzadik. Rosho Latzadik. V'chirik Olav Shinon. V'rosho plots against the Tzadik. V'chirik Olav Shinon. And he grits his teeth at him. Hashem Yischak Loi. Hashem laughs at the Rosho. Ki ro'o ki yovo yomoi. Because Hashem sees that his day will come. There'll come a day when the Rosh will get punished, not when he'll be making the tzaddik suffer, but when the Rosh himself will get punished. Period. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ho'inyen hikach. The kosher, there seems to be a question, may ayin yovoi machshova zoro la tzaddik, sheritza lispalel bidvekus godel. Why is it that sometimes you have a tzaddik who wants to daven with a lot of kavanah, And suddenly, a machshava zara comes to him. Some strange thoughts about some item that's not that doesn't pertain to the tefillah comes to the tzaddik at that time. Why? We know that the Gemara says, that when a person wants to be pure, Hashem helps him. So where's the helping if we see at times that tzaddik is trying to daven good, and a bad thought comes to him? Not a bad thought, meaning thoughts of niyuv, chas v'shalom, something like that. Machshava zara, a side thought. From the time of Shviras HaKelin, Nafalu HaMitzutzais Michol HaElamais. The Mitzutzais fell from all the worlds, which means all the worlds except the Olam HaAtzilus had a Yerida, they went down a level. Vayidei Tfilois HaTzadikim Olam Ma'at Ma'at Madrega Acha Madrega. Through the Tfilois of Tzadikim, one of the main functions of tzaddikim in their tefillah is to restore the olamos to their original height. When a tzaddik gets up to daven, and he attaches himself to whatever madrega he's at that point, what happens is, Hashem sends the tzaddik a machshava zara from that level that he's on now. Let's say he's within Olam HaYetzirah, Hashem sends him a machshava from Olam HaYetzirah. Let's say he's within Chesed, Hashem sends him a machshava zara coming from that midah. And when the tzaddik pulls himself up to a level which is above that level, then Hashem sends him Achshav Zorah from the upper level, whatever level he's at that time. V'yatzadim tzorech leida me'eze mido u'me'eze oilam hizoyz Achshav Zorah. The tzaddik has to know, has to be knowledgeable and know from what place this Achshav Zorah is coming from, to know exactly what mido he's holding in right now. V'tzorech leida bama leha lo'isa lo'isa oilam lo'isa mido she'wata bo'a. The tzaddik has to know how to elevate this machshava zara to the world or madrega that he's in exactly right now at this point. Ach, Rabbi Nezal says, however, lefalmim hatzadik roitza v'haloisov eino yochel. There are times, so in other words, the reason why Hashem sends these machshava zaras to these tzaddikim, because one of the main functions of these tzaddikim with their avoid is to restore the olamos to their original height. So Hashem sends them the machshava zara from whatever madrega is on now, in order for him to correct that, and by correcting that, he restores that olam to its original height. Rabbi Nezal says, ah, however, we find lefamim hatzadik roitza v'haloisov eino yochel. There are times when the tzaddik tries to elevate the machshava zara and he's not successful. Why would that be? If Hashem's doing it for his good, why would it happen that Hashem would send him something that he can't handle? Hatam, who the reason is, ki nefel machshava zara mi madrego el yoino sheleibo adayin madrega zu. There are times when Hashem sends him a machshava zara from a level that's above the level that he's on presently. Lochein yeshloi lahaloi. So that's why he's not capable of elevating it. Ki yeshloi adayin madrega mat tachtena mizu. Hainu madrega shehu bo ato. Because this tzaddik is at that point on a lower level. The level that he's at right now is a lower level. Therefore he's not capable of being misakin something that's above him. Ach koshe lomo bo loy machshava zara koidem zmana. So the question is, why does Hashem do this? If the tzaddik is on level 3 now, why does Hashem send him a machshava zara from a level above that, if Hashem knows he's not capable of correcting it because he's not at that level yet? What's the reason for this? Rabbi Nezal says, da, you should know, ki yesh kabbalah biyodi, I have a kabbalah in my possession, I was given secret information, by whom, we'll see in a minute, ki kishe yesh machlekes oizet tzaddik, that whenever there is machlekes against a certain tzaddik, nefel machshava zara me'en oiso machlekes letzaddik acher. A certain outside thought that's related to that machlekes falls into a head of a second tzaddik. There's machlekes in New York against tzaddik A. A strange thought that's related to the machlekes against tzaddik A falls into the head of tzaddik B. And from his anger, that this tzaddik tries, he wants to elevate this machshava zara. Although he doesn't succeed in elevating it, why? Because it's above the madrega he's on now. This tzaddik, with his effort of exerting himself extra in trying to break this Machshava Zara, trying to be mesaken it, although he's not capable, that extra push that he pushes himself, that push is what smashes the machlekes that's against a second sight. This is how we can understand the pasuk. Zaymeim Rasha Haino Machshava Zara. Rasha is a concept of a Machshava Zara. Machshava Zara is a type of Rasha that tries to harm a person, that tries to harm the tzaddik. The Chayrei Kolov Shinov. The Chayrei Kolov Shinov goes on the tzaddik. That the tzaddik grits his teeth. When he sees this happen, he grits his teeth, meaning he gets real mad about this. Why? Hainu Shereitzel HaLeisa. Because he wants to be male, this Machshava Zara. Vahashem Yischok Loi Ki Ro'o Ki Yovo Yoimoi. What does that mean? Haino She'adayim Loibol Madrega Samashava Zora Zu. Hashem sees that this tzaddik has not yet come to the Madrega from which this Mashava Zora is. Ach Me'ayin Yovo Yoimoi Hamashava Zora Zu. Why does this Mashava Zora come to a tzaddik if he's not on the level yet to be misakin it? Mefarish, the Pasuk explains, continues to explain, Cherev Poschu Reshoim. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says, Cherev Loshen Melchama. Cherev is the Loshen of Melchama, because the Rishon opened up a Melchama against a different tzaddik. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu Shenes Ere Machlekes Alizet Tzaddik, because a Machlekes was aroused against a certain tzaddik. Charbom Tovoi Balibom. The Pasuk says, Charbom. Hainu HaMachshava Zara Shelesa Machlekes, this strange thought, which came out of that Machlekes against that tzaddik, Tovoi Balibom, goes into the heart, Hainu Balev Tzadik Ze, into the heart of this other Tzadik, Vayidei Sheroitze Lahaloisa, because of the fact that he tries to be Malik it. V'koyach HaRotzein Ze, it's with this willpower that he applies himself to try to be Malik it, the Pasuk continues to say, V'kashtoisom Tishavarno. Their keshes, their bow, gets broken in half, Klaimar HaMachlekes. Keshes is a mean of machlekes. Keshes is a mean of machlekes. The machlekes gets broken in half. How? Through the extra effort that this tzaddik puts in trying to apply himself to Machshava Zara, which he's not capable of breaking. That energy, Hashem directs it to this machlekes and uses that to break the machlekes. Now Rabbi Nezal says that this Kabbalah came to him through one of the great tzaddikim, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, whose name was Reb Leib Sprechenitz Zal, who came to Rabbi Nezal in a dream once, and he was the one who begged Rabbi Nezal to be mekarev his children, to bring his children close to him. And this tzaddik, Rabbi Leib Sprechenitz Zal, was the one who was megala this side to Rabbi Nezal. As a present, he gave him this side to tell him the concept of why Machshava Zara has come to tzaddikim bechlal, in order for him to be mala then. Why is it that times when Machshava Zara comes that the tzaddik can't be mala? He finds that it's impossible for him. The reason is because this tzaddik is being used to be able to break up a machlekes against a different tzaddik. The Machshava Zara that comes to him is the Machshava Zara that's related to a machlekes against that other tzaddik. It comes to him, he sees it's over his head, so he super exerts himself. And it's with that rotzlein that he super exerts himself that he shatters the machlekes against the other tzaddik.
He was told this whole Torah in the hearing?
Right. Just a second. I didn't look at this recently. Let me just take a look at the wording. It's not here. Right, exactly.
But this only applies to the tzaddik and so corrupt.
It's not what he says here that this applies to tzaddik. This is an item that happens to tzaddik. Why at times certain thoughts come to tzaddik? Baruch Hashem.
You said something about that the Natsilos, there was no...
Of course.
What is in the Rambam also said that there about that, that shining the nekuda to the heart, that the shiras, klei chesed felt tibriya, and the whole thing with the light of chesed.
Nothing to do with atzilus.
So the light of chesed of atzilus went down to yisoid of atzilus and the kelim went.
Right, but the Olam or Atzilus as a whole did not suffer any arena. In other words, each one of the other Olamos dropped a level, Kaviyachal. Mm-hmm. The Olam or Atzilus did not drop. This is what's written in many places. Okay. 100%.
Even
though I had this thing? 100%. 100%. No question. You'll see it in a lot of places. Okay, the next Torah is each one is a whole separate world to itself, discussing completely different topics.
Why not?
Rabbein Ezal places this pasuk, this Torah, on a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Elohim al domi lach, Hashem, please don't be silent, al techarash va'al tishkoit keel. Hashem, please don't be silent. All of these words, cheresh means deaf, in other words, deaf and dumb, and tishkoit means sheket. Hashem, please don't be silent. Ho'inyen hukach. Diyadua, it is known, Diyadua hu sheyesh mokim lamalo, shenikra Eldad Umedad. There is a place in heaven that's called Eldad Umedad. By the way, if you recall, you once mentioned something, once talking to Shir about that Moshe Rabbeinu had brothers, Eldad Umedad. And at the time I made fun of it, if you recall, did I ever correct that? Because I once came across it afterward. I don't know if it was close. I didn't say anything. I once came across. I once came across it in a sefer. I don't recall if it was on the Mefresh Mikdamon or somewhere else. But I saw that that's brought. There is a Midrash brought that says that. That Moshe Rabbeinu had brothers.
Those two, the famous ones.
Exactly. Eldad and Eldad. Okay. Rabbeinu Zal says now. The Adurash who sheesh makolam alash nikra Eldad and Eldad shemisham hashefa yoreid la'olam. That's the place from which all Shefa comes down to the world. Why? Ki hashnei oisiyos keil heim dod. The two letters, Aleph and Lamed, are a dod. A dod means a breast. Vahashnei oisiyos mi heim dod. The two letters mi, mei, mem yud of mei dod, are another dod. You have Eldad Umedad, you have the word Dud in both, as a woman being Mashpia Shefa to her child, nursing her children. You have Kael and me, those two are Mashpia Shefa. Kamei Shekosu, Balikutei Teiro Harizal, Parshas Balaischa. As the Arizal explains in Parshas Balaischa on the topic of Eldad Umedad over there. Vahashefa Nikras Hey. Shefa many times is summarized by the letter Hey. As the pasuk says, Hey Lochem Zera. When Hashem wanted to give Zera Bonim, which is the Iker Shefa, how did he do it? He added a Hey to the name. The Hey symbolizes Shefa. Venishlam Hashem Elikim Mishulam. Mishulam. I believe that's what it is. And the name of Hashem Elikim becomes complete. You have Aleph Lamed, Mem Yud, and the letter Hey in the middle. That's Elikim. Ach lifom in yesh, at times it occurs, but avoinaisenu harabim, due to our many sins, histalkus hashefa, where the shefa is forced to go away. As we just had in a previous Torah, that due to certain sins, Bnei Israel go into golus, Hashem cannot be mashpia, rav tuv to Bnei Israel. Venase min hei dalit, and the letter hei, what happens to the hei? Does it disappear? No. The hei becomes a dalit. Dalit is dalo va'anio, poor, absence of shefa. Al shame deleslo migarmo klum, corresponding to the concept that it has nothing. Deles is the letter dalit. Vitzorich kol echad miYisrael lozareis es atzmoi. Each and every Jew is obligated to push himself sheyase min hadalid hay, to restore the hay from the dalit. Vekeitzad oisim min hadalid hay. Question is, how do you accomplish this? How does a person make a dalit into a hay? Hoinin hukach. The Chinechsev is a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Li Gilad, Vali Menashe Ephraim, Mo'iz Reishi, Yehuda Mechaydiki. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Rabbein Ezal explains. Hapirish Hukach, Ki Koydan Bria Soilom, before Hashem created the world, Hashem Yisborach Idein, Vekishet Esatzmoy, Betfiloson, Ubemaisim Toivim Shal Tzadikim. Hashem pleasured himself and enjoyed himself, cloaked himself with the tefillos and actions of tzaddikim, meaning shetzofo sheyiyu tzaddikim. Hashem looked into the future. Remember what we had lag b'ayim? Hashem looked into the future. He saw that there would be tzaddikim. Shalidei ma'isim toivim shalohem yimshulu b'tefiloson. These tzaddikim, through their good deeds, they would be zeichet to rule with their tefillah, to have rulership, memshala, v'yifalu kol ma sheyirtzu, and they would accomplish whatever they would want to accomplish, al derech tzadik moishel yiras alikim. As the Gemara says, moit katan, on the pasuk tzadik moishel, Hashem says, mi moishel bi tzadik, who rules over Hashem, the tzadik. And each and every single Jew has it within his capacity to rule with his tefillah. Elo sheyesh shnei menias. There are two obstacles. Ho'achas, he kaidam atfilah. The first one is before a person gets up to daven. Hainu she'emei lehispalel begadlos. A person gets up to daven with a feeling of gaiva, and we know that the main ingredient needed for tefillah, Rabbein Ezal says in Torah Aleph from Likutei Moran, da ki al yedei ha-Torah niskabun kol atfilos. Why? Because what does Torah have? Ayeles avim ve'yalas chein shemalachin alindel. Rabbein Ezal says the main ingredient that you need to have your tefillah answer is chein, and who gets chein? The main ingredient that's needed is anova. So one of the biggest obstacles in getting it in being zeicha to a memshola in tefillah is a lack of anova. That's item number one. Where the haynu shami l'spal begadlus shehu meyuchas gadol. The person gets up to daven with a feeling of gaiva. How he says he comes from a he feels that he comes from a great lineage. Oy machmas shehu omol v'yoga b'avodas habayrei. Or he feels that he's struggled. He's done a lot of. He's just finished learning a lot and everything. So he gets up without a feeling of hachnoah. He starts davening without the proper hachnoah. And because of that, this takes away the complete rulership power that he could have had in his tefillah if he would have been zeicha to real anova. Rak Rabbein Ezal says, Tzorech l'shkoyach kol zois. A person, when he gets up to daven, has to forget all that is baloney. He has to forget his yichus. He has to forget his learning and all the mitzvahs he did, and he has to come before Hashem. What's the main two words that we say before we start the Shemoneh Esrei? Ve'oizer dalin. He has to stand before Hashem like a dal, like an oni and evyoin. Ve'yiyamid meloi ki'ilu hayoyim nivra. He should picture himself as though today he was just born. He hasn't a single credit to his name yet. He hasn't done a single mitzvah, learned any Torah yet. And that's when his tefillah has a memshalom. This is the concept of Menashe, Loshoin, Nishoyoin, Vishikha. The word Menashe comes from a Loshoin to forget. Why did Yisro HaTzadik name one of his sons Menashe? This is why Yisro HaTzadik said, Ki Nashani Elikim Eskol Beisovi. Hashem has forgotten the household of my father. The word Nashani means to forget. So Rabbein Ezal says when a person gets up to daven, he has to have a bechina of Menashe, a bechina of forgetting all his greatness and everything and standing before Hashem like an ani ve'evyonim. And this is why the Arizal says in his forum that what's the most important, where should a person have the most kavona in Shemoneh Esrei? When he says, Rabbi Yechaim always quotes this, when he says the words Hashem, Sefosai Tiftach, Ufi Agati Lasecha. When he says Hashem, I have nothing to say, I'm an ani. A person comes like a meyuchas, he has claims. Hashem, I have no claims. Hashem, Sefosai, you, please open up my lips. I have no diburim, Sach Picha Le'ilayim Kamayni. I have nothing to say, please you open my lips and you allow me the privilege, enable me to speak Tehila Secha, to speak your praises. Rabbi Yechaim always says that it's brought in Arizal's form, that should be said slowly with a lot of, to think of what you're saying, to hear what you're saying. You're asking Hashem, I'm not you, please open my lips. So that's the Bechina of Menashe. Rabbi Yechaim, Losh Nishan HaShikho, Vizash Kana Shana Kana Skol Beis Ovi, Zeh HaYichus. And note, Yisro HaTzadik said, Kana Shana Kana Skol Beis Ovi, Ve'eskol Amoli, he said. Hashem has forgotten my family background and all my own mitzvahs. Rabbein Ezal says, "Beisovi zeh hayichus v'eskol amoli she'omal ba'avodas haboyrei." All the mitzvahs that the person worked in avodas Hashem, the person has to forget all of that when he gets up to daven to Hashem. V'haminia hasheinis he b'seicha tefila. The second that minia begins before you start davening. The second minia is when you're already in the middle of the davening. Kimachmas avoinai sarishonim, because of the person's sins that he committed before that, b'meizid, which he did b'meizid. Oishehir her b'meizid, or he had bad thoughts b'meizid. Neifin loy machshava zoris b'tfilosoi. This is what causes a person sometimes to get machshava zoris in tefillah, because of the many sins that he committed before this. Umachmas hamachshava zoris gam kein yefshel limshel b'tfilosoi. Because this person's tefillah is filled with machshava zoris, that's what also prevents him from having a memshola in his tefillah. Alkein tzorech l'shaber ha-machshavei zorois. The person has to smash the machshavei zorois. How? Al yedei machshavei kedoshei shel ha-tefillah. By thinking the pure thoughts of the tefillah, which means perush ha-milois, concentrating on what you're saying, translating each word in your own mind to your own language. Val yedei zeh, dahinu ha-machshavei zeh, hazedoinois, Dahino Hamashalai Zorois, Nasim Loik is a Huyois. By doing that, by a person having Kavona and Tfilah for Perish Hamilois, the Gemara says that when a person does Tshuva Me'avo, the sins that he committed, the Mezid, get turned into Zechuyos. So Rabbi Nazal says, the Zedainos, the sins which you committed, the Mezid, which brought you these Herhorim, Nasim Kezechuyos, the Herhorim become pluses to you, where you get credit. The Machshav Zor comes to you, and you beat it, you knock it out, then that acts as a plus to your Tfilah, not as a minus or a zero, it becomes a plus to your Tfilah. We'll hold it over here, we'll continue from here. This turn is going to end off spectacular. Rabbi Nazal is going to go into to really explain what's needed in Tefillah. Baruch Hashem.
You know the thing about the Tefillah, there's a lot of things that help me remember the Akedah of Yitzchak Avinu.
Right, but not in an arrogant manner. Because I'm Yitzchak Avinu's son, help me. In other words, as if to say, I'm somebody special who deserves that. This person's supposed to ask with an anova. I'm nothing. Please have rachmanis on my father, have rachmanis on this one, and there's a chus, tell me. On my father, have rachmanis on this one, and there's a chus, tell me.